Welcome. Lawrence Katz joins us today. He's a professor of economics at Harvard University and a leading researcher in the United States on issues of labor economics and the economics of social problems. He's also one of the scientific directors of the newly formed J-PAL North America, which is the focus of our interview today. He joins us by phone from his office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Larry, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks very much, Andy. I look forward to talking.
For listeners who aren't familiar with J-PAL, it's the Jamal Poverty Action Lab. I'll add a link to their website to the blog so you can see summaries of more than 400 randomized evaluations conducted by members of the J-PAL network in 53 countries, all focused on policy questions aimed at reducing poverty. This year, J-PAL is expanding with the launch of J-PAL North America to bring new insights to important social policy questions in the United States and in North America. Before we talk about J-PAL North America, though, Larry, start us off by telling us how you describe the broader J-PAL effort.
Okay. Well, J-PAL has been operating for almost 10 years out of MIT and has largely worked in developing countries trying to build rigorous evidence for what things work and what things don't work with respect to all sorts of, you know, issues concerning reducing poverty and providing economic opportunity, whether we're talking about improving schools in poor countries, improving local governance, improving health and sanitation. And its basic tool has been the randomized control trial, actually trying to experiment and get rigorous evidence the same way you would for evaluating a new drug or a new medical treatment in the ideal case, randomly assigning access to some new program or new treatment, whether it's a school voucher, whether it's deworming medicines, giving some people access earlier than others to try to learn whether things work, and has been quite successful in distilling, I think, very powerful lessons, not from, you know, just one evaluation here or there, but building up large bodies of evidence on what things work in school governance, what things work in terms of health interventions, you know, how to think about labor market interventions, and has done this on a very broad scale. You know, the same sort of rigor does exist in the United States. It's very dispersed, both academics, evaluation, you know, organizations like MDRC does terrific work, Mathematica and APT, but, you know, in many areas, there is a lack of rigorous evidence. And in areas often where it exists, the other thing J-PAL has been very good at has been summarizing the evidence, holding workshops for potential policymakers, training people on how to do randomized evaluations. And so I think there is a niche in the U.S. for a group that tries to bring together the disparate groups and also tries to hook up, whether it's, you know, government agencies, local or state governments that want to evaluate programs with effectively free labor, a lot of young and active academics who have ideas, and both for new policies but also for trying to evaluate and test theories, and, you know, often would be quite capable and willing to do things without, you know, having to let out a large contract to some research organization. Mm-hmm.
Larry, you've noted an irony, I guess one could call it, that J-PAL is bringing back these rigorous evaluation tools to focus on issues within the United States and North America, but those tools were originally developed right here in the U.S.
It's used the tools of random assignment, RCTs, as we call them. Those tools were really developed in the U.S. In the field of labor economics and sort of, you know, housing area. You know, it started in the early 70s with the negative income tax. It's been carried out in places like the U.S. Department of Labor, HHS, you know, under welfare reform, and by organizations like MDRC, people like Judy Garon. So Esther Duflo has been the leader in development, and Abhijit Banerjee and people like Michael Kremer and Sendhil Nilanathan are following in the steps that were really developed here in labor economics, and, you know, they are the students of faculty members who worked in this area in the U.S., so it's sort of come full circle.
And tell me how you'd articulate the goals for J-PAL North America.
I mean, I really think it's to try to lead to more opportunities for doing rigorous evaluations with RCTs for U.S. policies, and to make sure the ones that are done well, and that their lessons are made available to policymakers. And, you know, we do have a long history, and we have some great groups, you know, like MDRC and stuff, but my experience shows even when we've had, you know, strong, rigorous evaluations done with RCTs or with natural experiments, it's often difficult to make sure the knowledge gets disseminated. Sometimes they disappear in reports to U.S., you know, government agencies. I remember when I worked in the Clinton administration in 93, 94, when I first arrived in 93, there had been a series of RCTs done by the Labor Department, by people like Mathematica working with them, looking at job search assistance, looking at self-employment assistance for unemployed individuals, which had some pretty impressive results, but it just sort of languished. And it really took some work, several of us who had a more academic background working with the people who had pushed in the Labor Department really sort of tried to write up reports on what works, tried to bring them to the congressional committees inside the executive branch as well, and, you know, tried to find targets of opportunity. But it was, you know, a case where I learned that even where there are strong evidence from a random assignment evaluation, it does take some work, and there was no organization. While Mathematica had done a great job and presented their reports, there wasn't some organization to coordinate that evidence to make sure policymakers had that information, and that's the sort of role J-PAL North America hopes to facilitate.
It's both technical assistance on the one hand and dissemination strategies on the other.
Yeah, so both sides. So we're both trying to build capacity in the sense some of the capacity is training, you know, if there are a group of people who want to do that, training their research assistants and their graduate students in what the best methods are. Some of it is improving the infrastructure. You know, when I've done, you know, I've done the Moving to Opportunity, you know, we've spent years and years with every state applying for access to their state unemployment insurance records, their state Medicaid records, just building up administrative databases to look at outcomes. If each researcher has to spend years doing that, it greatly slows down the process. So one thing we'd like to do is to try to, you know, consolidate getting permissions and making sure that administrative databases, there's a lot more experience working with them, and, you know, trying to sort of create a common core of information and permission getting to do that. So building the infrastructure, and then, you know, the other part is really trying to disseminate the results, writing white papers, holding evidence, you know, workshops would be the types of things we hope to do going forward.
We'll end the interview here, but the conversation is going to continue. I'm going to ask Larry to describe his broader vision for the use of evidence and evaluation in government at the federal, state, and local levels, and I'll post his answer to the blog. But for now, Larry Katz of Harvard University and the new J-PAL North America, good luck to you and to everyone involved in that exciting effort, and thanks for telling us a bit about it.
Okay, Andy. I very much enjoyed it.